This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Tower one on this Thursday. Rough day yesterday for Dan Levitard, Miami Heat mouthpiece. If I gave you 10 guesses yesterday prior to the announcement, would you have guessed the Milwaukee Bucks for Dame Lillard? Come on in, stay a while. Chris Mannix all fired up about this. He's apoplectic with the Miami Heat reporters, the media there. He's got a problem with them. Mannix will join us a little bit later on. Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports will join us coming up a little bit later on. We'll get you ready for a great Thursday night game. It's the Lions and the Packers. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, the DP Show. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. The Danettes are here. Tyler standing by taking your phone calls. And we say good morning. Those watching on Peacock, and our radio affiliates around the country. But the big news yesterday, and it's hard to make news in another sport during football season, but congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks because they pulled off a deal, and I don't think anybody saw this one coming. And it's a great deal from the standpoint of now you got Giannis's attention of wanting to stay there because I got the feeling that he was going to leave. He was looking at that roster, an aging roster, looking around. You know, the Celtics are a young team. Philadelphia, not quite sure about. Miami is still a good team. And he's probably looking around going, is this where I want to be? Will we be able to build a championship team again? I don't know how this plays out from the standpoint of age and health with the Milwaukee Bucks because they have both of those working against them. Dame Lillard, the last 2 years, has missed a lot of games. Chris Middleton has missed games. Brooke Lopez is, I think, 35. Drew Holiday just got traded. He was part of the deal. We'll dissect that. I think this was a day after he said he wants to retire a Milwaukee Buck. That's why when, you know, we talk about loyalty in sports, it's always about the player needs to be loyal. Dame said, I want to go one place, Miami. Nope, not going to send you there. Drew Holiday, I want to retire a Milwaukee Buck. Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll bring you back for a one-day contract when your career is all over. Yes, Eden.
The players need to be loyal. The teams are running a business.
Yeah.
Hey, we're running a business here. We can't be.
So the Bucks have done this before. You want to get the roster there for Giannis. You win a championship there. They traded for Drew Holiday. Giannis stayed. They won the title. Now you go all in on Dame Lillard. You didn't give up an awful lot. In fact, I think that was the big sticking point. And I talked to a Miami Heat source 2 days ago. So this is before any rumors, anything with the Heat, Dan Levitard saying that the Heat were going to get him. And I said, hey, where do things stand? And I was told that Portland didn't even talk to Miami.
They were not sending Dame Lillard there. And they didn't want Tyler Hero because they do have a young roster with players who have similar skill sets as Tyler Hero. They didn't want the contract. They didn't want him. Didn't think that he made them better. You get DeAndre Ayton. First of all, for Portland fans, I know you're devastated and, you know, probably disappointed and hurt by this, but you have to expect this. You know, you weren't going to get dollar for dollar, and no pun intended with that. You just weren't. And you get DeAndre Ayton. Okay. I mean, he's a decent player. Maybe there's an upside. You know, the fact that he couldn't get along with Monty Williams when he was in Phoenix is remarkable because everybody got along with Monty Williams when he was there. But DeAndre Ayton now is in Portland. I don't think Drew Holiday stays there. Probably be able to ship him for some other assets. I think Phoenix quietly did really well. Now you have some depth there. So I would say everybody did okay. Milwaukee rolled the dice because Dame, Giannis, Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez. I mean, you have a, and you got a rookie head coach too. Factor that in as well. But I'm looking at the NBA odds, and this is before the trade. Prior to the trade, the Bucks were plus 850 to win the title. That would have put them at about the fifth or sixth best odds. Right now, they're the favorites to win the NBA title. That's how big that move was for them. And I'll go back to what I've said about Giannis. Giannis was probably looking around going, that roster is old, and can I continue to carry them? Now you have somebody. Dame doesn't have to be a 32-point scorer a night. He can be 12 assists instead of 10. He can get you 25. But if you need him to get you that 35, you need somebody to take a big shot. Pick and roll with Giannis. Now it gets a lot more interesting for that Milwaukee offense there because there are very, very few players like Dame. He can get you points, and he can also get you dimes. Yes, Paulie.
Did you guys all feel bad for former Buck Drew Holiday? His career, he's Hall of very good, nothing but a good guy, helping the community. He said, like you said, 24 hours ago, he's talking about staying in Milwaukee forever.
I know.
He's like this really nice player. He averaged like 19-8 or something last year.
He just always gets traded.
Yeah.
It's like, man, he's really good, but he always gets traded. Yes, Todd.
And he's got to live with that strange spelling of his name on top of all that, the whole J-R-U-E thing. I don't know.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
What kind of poll question do we have today, Seton O'Connor?
We got some options
for
you.
Okay. By the way, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome. At the end of your first year, they double all the cash back. Trips, restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Okay, Seton.
We might as well start with the most pressing topic today. Would you rather live in Miami or Milwaukee?
I was thinking about that because it seemed like it was partially a lifestyle play for Damian Lillard to go to the Heat. Obviously, they're a competitive franchise. He's friends with people down there. But my guess is a guy like him, I think he's still single, wanted to live in Miami.
No, he's not single.
He's not single. Okay.
No. But it feels like Giannis has been flirting with Dame Lillard for a while. Didn't he pick him in the All-Star game? First pick. And then I think Dame said, you know, who's the one player that you would want to play with? And this is a while ago. And he said Giannis. So all this social media stuff there that maybe, and that's why Jimmy Butler had this to say yesterday.
Yo, NBA, man. Y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering. Y'all do. I'm just going to put that out there. Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I heard it through somebody. Y'all look at him for tampering.
Okay. I don't know if he's serious about that. But I was told that Portland was not going to deal with Miami. But I don't know how you keep it this quiet. When's the last time you remember going, oh, my God, he's going there? And I don't know if it feels like something happened recently where we went, man, I didn't hear anything about that. Because a lot of times you'll have the insiders. I'm here. You know, Toronto. I could have given you 10 destinations and you wouldn't have picked Milwaukee. Yes, Marv.
Did we hear anything about Kevin Durant possibly going to the Suns?
I'd have to go back and check with what social media had to say, the insiders. Because what you do is you sort of cover your bases by saying, you know, I'm hearing. Well, wait, are you reporting? No, but I'm hearing. And that's how people get around these topics in our business. Hey, I'm hearing.
Well, are you reporting? Because when you report, then that's when it's business. If you're hearing, I hear a lot of things. You know, Toronto was interested in him. I'm going to guess there were a lot of teams that are interested that are waking up and go, what? Wait. And you always think your offer is great. You know, Portland wasn't interested in Miami. And Miami, I'm sure, was like, hey, we got a great offer here. Okay. Why do you want to get rid of those guys? Yeah, Paulie.
Every once in a while, there's a sports story that when it hits your phone on social media, you check to make sure you're not being punked or it's not a fake account.
Yeah.
And I looked, it's like, the Bucks? No, I hadn't heard one word about the Bucks. I looked at it, double-clicked it, you know, like trying to find it. It's not to this level, the Lillard trade, but when Andrew Luck was retiring, I looked at my phone, I was like, well, that can't be a real story. This is not real.
Yeah.
That's extreme, though.
All right, so what poll question are we going to go with, Seton?
We might go Miami versus Milwaukee, but that was one of those, the Dame trade was the kind of thing that when you saw it, you were like, oh, of course that's where he's going. Of course it was Milwaukee. It just, all of a sudden made so much sense when you saw it. It was like obvious.
We always do that. We're like, of course, you know, you bang your hand off your forehead. Of course he was going to go to Milwaukee. And I'm like, okay, I didn't hear any of that. But I don't want to say it's a desperation move by Milwaukee, but I think it's a smart, calculated move because you want to make sure you have a short term and maybe a little bit more of a long term because you want Giannis to stay. And if you got Dame there, and Dame I think is 33, all right, get a couple more years out of that. Then maybe you hold on to Giannis. Also, at some point, you can trade Giannis down the road if you need to, if, you know, all of a sudden you want to get draft picks back. You want to be able to rebuild your team. I mean, you can always do that. You have, you know, that possibility to get assets for Giannis if worst case scenario. Let's say the team gets old. Let's say, you know, does Dame want to stay there? Everybody said it was only Miami. Miami, you're bust. I'm assuming that you get to play with the Greek freak. And Milwaukee's a great town and probably similar in size to Portland. But I would think that that would be a great place for him to go. This is what I'm hoping for. Now, it might be a long shot, but I would love to see Dame Lillard at the Packers game tonight against the Detroit Lions.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Get that green and yellow on.
Yeah, it's like the Packers are going to say, he's our Taylor Swift. Maybe you're wearing a Jordan Love jersey.
Nice.
I like that. By the way, there's whispers that Taylor will be showing up Sunday night with the Jets and the Kansas City Chiefs. We're still not all in on this Love. You know, we're just not. Just not all in. Trying.
I'm just not sure.
Yeah. Just. And I don't want the Swifties after me. I don't. But I'm just, I'm trying to protect Taylor is what I'm trying to do. That's all I'm doing. Yes, Todd.
And are the Swifties excited about Travis Kelce?
Yeah, they went out and bought his jersey.
I know, but like, are they doing that just because they love her and whoever she's with? They're going to just support the relationship. And it's nothing to do with how they feel about Travis Kelce.
No, personally, they don't even know Travis Kelce.
They probably don't know what sport he plays or anything.
Yes. They're probably like, that Cavi Trelvis. Man, we really like him.
But it's not like they're a bunch of, they're like, he's really not that much of a blocker. He's more of an open tight end guy. You know, they don't care about the football angle of it.
They have no idea.
He's not that fast. How does he get open all the time?
He better not be fast with Taylor, if you know what I mean. What other poll questions do we have aside from Miami or Milwaukee? Okay, let's go around the room first. Because I think we're being unfair to Milwaukee. It feels like, people are going to go, what? Of course I'm going to go to Miami. Todd, where would you rather live right now, Miami or Milwaukee?
I'm going to go South Beach,
Okay, Seton?
I would rather live in Milwaukee, but I think my wife would rather live in South Beach. Okay. I think she'd rather be in Miami, so we're going to Miami.
That's true. Marvin, what about you?
Me and my squad, we're going to Miami.
Okay.
Squad.
It's you and your wife and your son.
That's almost like
it's not a squad.
That's
a
squad. Yeah.
No. You got to have more than two to have a squad.
The personalities that those two have, it's multiple. That's about four or five people. So the squad, almost like Shay calls his wife the roommate.
Yeah. Paulie, Miami or Milwaukee?
This is not even close. Milwaukee. I love seasons. I love bratwurst. I love snow. I hate humidity. I've been to Miami. And it's really fun to visit. It's
I
great.
Like to visit Miami.
I have a very good time down there. The Cuban food is fantastic.
Yes.
The beaches are great. I hate humidity. Milwaukee, I've been there. Great food town. Great sports town. Sign me up.
Yeah, I would say Milwaukee. But then, I'm old. I think Miami's fun to visit.
But if you're old, don't you go to Florida?
They do, but I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the retiring type.
Fritzy
in
is.
4.5 years, then I might be going to Boca.
Yeah, I've been dressing like a 75-year-old for a while now, so I'm ready. I'm ready to play shuffleboard, put me in the little home, we'll figure it out.
All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. We got our poll question, and great game tonight. When's the last time the Lions were favored at Lambeau? I got to believe it's 20 years ago, maybe. They're favored by 1.5 against the Packers. And you get a standalone game. Everybody's going to have an opinion about Jordan Love tomorrow because you're going to watch this game. You probably didn't watch Packers and the Saints and the comeback there, because for everybody who says, man, what a comeback by Jordan Love, what about the first three quarters when he didn't look good at all? Then you have this game. This will be a referendum on Jared Goff. Is he good enough to lead the Lions? Are they worthy of the hype? How good are they? They can win their division, but can they win a playoff game? And you're going to be introduced to a couple of players tonight that you probably weren't aware of. And you're going to go, man, I like that guy. That guy's pretty good there. That's what happens with the standalone games. All right, we'll take a break. Just getting started on this Thursday. We're back after this. TireRack.com. Man, I love these guys. Fun. And they get it. When they said, hey, we want to advertise on your show, I said, okay, do you understand the show? Yeah, we listen every day. And I said, okay. I said, just so you know, I got loyal fans here. And you advertise with us, and our fans are going to respond to you. TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, just the start. They got a test track there. Seton went to South Bend. So he's going with the French kid cross country. He said, should I stop in to Tire Rack? And I go, yeah. He goes in there and he goes, wow, that is an operation there.
They have a lot of tires, believe it or not.
They have a ton. Seton did say that.
Look, I'm telling you, just when you think like, oh, yeah, of course they have a lot of tires, you have no idea how many tires they have.
They got the full lineup of General Tire tires. They got everything you need. Mobile tire installation. And you can get one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Chris Mannix joining us, Sports Illustrated senior basketball writer. All right. How did they pull this off and nobody knew what was going on with the Trailblazers and the Bucks?
Well, the reality, Dan, is Milwaukee wasn't really engaged with Portland until the last week to 2 weeks. You know, the Bucks, they won 58 games last year. They felt pretty comfortable after the season, kind of nibbling around the fringes. But as the offseason developed, we saw Giannis Antetokounmpo pretty pointedly note that if this team doesn't do more to improve or doesn't put itself in position to be a championship contender for years to come, he was going to look elsewhere. And I think that really activated the Milwaukee Bucks front office. They had a piece that was interesting in Jrue Holiday, who Portland doesn't necessarily want, but can certainly flip for other assets over the next couple of weeks and months. And they had another team in Phoenix that wanted to get in on the mix to build out some of its depth. So this was not a case where Milwaukee was talking to Portland all off season long. They just got really interested in this mix over the last 2 weeks and were able to put it together.
Do you think Giannis, if they didn't make this move, was not going to sign that new contract with Milwaukee?
He most certainly wasn't going to sign the 3-year, $169 million extension he's eligible for right now. He's eligible to sign that deal up until October 23rd, and nobody believed he was going to sign that. He was going to see how this season played out and go into next offseason where he would have 1 year left on his deal and be eligible to sign, I believe, a 4-year, $250-plus million contract. So he was not going to sign the deal right now. He may still not sign that extension right now, but he and his team certainly have something to think about over the next 3 weeks. I mean, Giannis, as you know at this point, is an unabashed fan of Damian Lillard. Drafted him first at the All-Star game during the draft. So there's no doubt that Giannis wants to play with Damian Lillard. This is not a situation where Lillard is a rental. Lillard's around for at least the next 3 years, probably four, because that's a player option at the back end of that deal worth more than $60 million. So this is a guy Giannis can tie himself to with a long-term contract. And I think there'll be serious consideration given by Giannis and his camp to sign that extension now.
Anybody heard from Dame Lillard? He had his sights set on Miami, and now you end up in Milwaukee?
I mean, just that he's, you know, his own tweet was excited to be a Buck, excited for the next chapter. Look, Damian Lillard wanted to play and live and operate out of Miami. There's no question about that. He liked the idea, certainly, of living in Miami, living on South Beach. But most important to Damian Lillard at this stage of his career is winning. If the Portland Trailblazers had a team that could compete for a championship, Damian Lillard would stay there. He would have no problem living in Portland for the rest of his playing career. Miami was Miami, but it also had a team that was coming off a finals appearance. It had ruthless competitors in Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and it had arguably the best coach in the NBA. So Damian Lillard saw that situation, said, I want to play there as much as I want to live there. He certainly doesn't want to live in Milwaukee as badly as he wanted to live in Miami. Yeah. But the Bucks give Lillard probably a better chance to win multiple championships over the next 4 years than Miami did. Jimmy Butler, as great as he is 34 years old. The Bucks don't, or the Heat don't have a lot of talent right now down there around him. The Bucks, Giannis is 28, Chris Middleton in his early 30s. They've still got the ageless Brook Lopez on that roster. I mean, that team is built to win championships. And I promise you, that is the most important thing to Damian Lillard.
I felt like Miami was almost at a disadvantage because Dame wanted to go to Miami, and therefore Miami probably was not giving a great offer or one that would get Portland's attention. How did Miami, for lack of a better description, screw this up?
Well, they didn't go all in for Lillard. And the reasons for that, you know, could be multitude. You know, maybe they didn't believe that, you know, Lillard at 33 years old with $200 million left on his deal warranted them to go all in. Maybe they wanted to keep some of their powder dry in case a player like Giannis or a player like Joel Embiid became available over the next year, 2 years. Miami is always in star hunting mode. I think, look, the Heat believe that they were the only game in town. And the reality is, for a while, they were right. As I mentioned, the Bucks were not in this mix for the better part of this offseason. The Raptors, another team mentioned, they were not in this mix for the better part of this offseason. For a while, the Heat were operating from a position of strength. Where the Heat got it wrong, and where I think majority of Heat Twitter and some members of Heat media got it wrong, is that they just couldn't conceive the idea that Joe Cronin wouldn't do a deal that would satisfy Damian Lillard. There was a belief almost that Cronin and the Blazers should feel lucky to get some combination of Tyler Hero and a couple of first-round picks. The Blazers never operated that way. They didn't want Tyler Hero. They believed they could do better than Tyler Hero and a couple of first-round picks or three first-round picks, whatever it may be. And whatever you want to feel about DeAndre Ayton, the guy's a 25-year-old, 18-point, 10-rebound-per-game scorer as a third option on a team last year. This guy's got room to grow. So I think where the Heat got it wrong was that they believed they were going to be the only game in town leading into training camp, and that just did not turn out to be the case.
Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior basketball writer. I like what Phoenix did. You know, they got rid of DeAndre Ayton from the standpoint of maybe he was not going to be happy. Now, you know, he's even further down on the totem pole with Bradley Beal there. And they added some depth there. Are they the team to beat out West now?
Well, we have to see how it all comes together, right? I mean, we get really excited about these super teams, and sometimes they work out, and sometimes they're like the 2012 Los Angeles Lakers. Sometimes it just, you never know how it's all going to come together. But even though on paper, I don't like the Ayton deal, because Ayton's a really talented guy, and I would have loved to have seen what Frank Vogel could do with him. Frank Vogel's got a rich history of reviving centers. He did it with Roy Hibbert in Indiana. He got the most out of Dwight Howard during his season in Los Angeles. So Frank Vogel, I think, would have maximized the talent of DeAndre. But I get the deal, right? Like, they needed NBA players, incredible NBA players, to be part of that rotation. Grayson Allen, he's certainly one of them. He gives them a 40% three-point shooter to play off all those guys. Nassir Little, I think, is a good player. Yusuf Nurkic, certainly not the player DeAndre Ayton is, but a serviceable guy to play in the middle, and someone that's really used to setting, you know, crunching screens for players, as he'll be asked to do in Phoenix. So I get it from Phoenix's perspective. I do think they got deeper. Whether they got better, we'll see. But they prioritize depth in this deal over maximizing the top-end talent.
Who do you put as the team to beat this year, right now?
It's Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee. Okay. It's got to be. I mean, look, the reason the Bucks have bowed out of the playoffs over the last couple of years, whenever they've gotten in trouble in the playoffs, it's almost always been half-court offense. I mean, for all of Jrue Holiday's marvelous talents, he is not an especially efficient half-court offensive player. Damian Lillard solves that problem. He is a cure-all for that problem. He's going to step into that lineup and have one of the most devastating two-man games with Giannis Antetokounmpo that we're going to see in the NBA next season. Now, people can say, yeah, they lose something defensively, and they sure do. I mean, they're not going to be a top-five defensive team again, but they still have Giannis and Lopez on that back line to clean up a lot of their mistakes. So I think they'll be okay or good enough defensively, and they're going to be positively dynamic offensively. They've still got some depth there with Jay Crowder. Pat Connaughton is in that mix. Marjon Beauchamp is still there. And they'll be in the mix to sign guys after the trade deadline this year. I just think they're not only the favorite right now to win the East, they're the favorite to win the whole thing.
Good to talk to you, Chris, as always. Glad you're fired up here talking basketball during football season.
He got it, Dan.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Mannix, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Let's bring in Chris Sims, the Pro Football Talk Live co-host in Football Night in America. Robert Saleh was trying to say something nice about Zach Wilson. How would you feel if you're Zach listening to that with your head coach?
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot to say. The reality is right now, I mean, it's a disaster. So I'm Zach Wilson, I'm sure, is very, you know, aware of the reality of the situation. He's not good, right? You know, he's not playing good. There's no help. I mean, come on, we're getting ready for the Sunday night football game and going through pregame stuff, and we already have a list of like 100 plays of like guy blown up blocking, guy can't block, guy can't get open. So it's a lot of issues, but damn, that offense needs to do something because they got no chance with the way they're playing right now.
Okay, but explain this to me. Aaron Rodgers goes down and the entire offense implodes?
Well, I think I think it's fair to say we might have been a little ahead of ourselves on that too. Went down and like three out of the four plays looked like crap. So let's not forget about that. He had no time to do anything and they were running slant and slant and slant and slant and slant. And it's just like, okay, yeah, that ain't going to work on a consistent basis. You know, so yeah, but also, yes. I mean, would it be better with Aaron Rodgers? Certainly. I don't think it'd be like remarkably better though. I don't. Okay. Now he would be able to manage the game and take the care of the ball and probably get them in a few plays that Zach Wilson's not capable of doing because Rodgers is the master at the on the field general stuff, right? Right. But still, like, they lost 15-10 last week. Like, if Rodgers was playing, could they have won 16-15? Yeah, maybe. They might have lost 15-13, too. They can't run. They can't protect. And they only have one receiver who's really a separation receiver in Garrett Wilson, and that's a problem.
Okay, why are they adding Trevor Siemian? And why are they adding him now as opposed to a couple of weeks ago?
I don't know. Now, he was a name that I brought out pretty quickly in the process. He's been in the West Coast offense, so I knew that, okay, you know, from that standpoint, he'll get up to speed pretty quickly. He's been in a number of different West Coast offenses. Two, I think he's a guy that, hey, he's played, he's an insurance policy, but he's not this presence that is just going to cause, like, everybody, like, oh, play him, play him, play him. Mm-hmm. It like, takes away from distraction a little bit. And the other thing here, too, Dan, is Aaron Rodgers, by all due accounts, is going to be back next year. So what are they going to do, trade the farm for somebody that's really damn good and then go, oh, wait, what do we do here? We have Rodgers and somebody else, let alone we know that anybody really damn good is not available for trade right now. So, you know, I think that's probably where it ends up going back on Trevor Siemian.
What if the Jets end up with a top five pick?
Oh, it's easy.
Would you take a quarterback?
I would, 100%. Right. You know, I'm hey, listen, I know I was, you know, Zach Wilson, right? One, Trevor Lawrence, two. I'm wrong about that. I've been saying that. I know that. Now, I was right about Mac Jones and Trey Lance and Justin Fields. I'd like to point that out, too, though, right? Just to let you all know.
All right.
Like, it wasn't all, but yes, if I was them, I've seen enough. Like, the most concerning thing to me about Zach Wilson, and he has had no help, but the end of week two, when the game was 30-10, that was the first, or not the first time, but really a time where I went, man, he just doesn't get it. To be down 30-10, to throw interceptions when the game was over and, you know, put gasoline on the fire of Zach Wilson stinks and just not kind of play the game within the game, the politics of the game a little bit, that really spoke loud to me. Like, damn, I guess he just doesn't get it. He ain't ever going to get it.
Okay, does Justin Fields get it?
No, Justin Fields does not get it. Justin Fields is an athlete who plays quarterback. He's not a quarterback who is a good athlete, and that's the way it should be. But, yeah, I know there's all this excuse-making everywhere and all that. I mean, I was laughing last week watching one of the sports networks tell me it was Justin Fields. It was the Bears were failing Justin Fields as they were showing highlights of people open all over the field. And I'm going, wait, are they watching the same games I'm watching here? Right. So that was a little insane. But yes, they call plays in the way that they're still managing him and they don't trust him. And then he does not see the field very well. He watches the rush play after play after play. And
wait a minute.
He,
explain this.
Yeah.
Explain.
Like, there's so many plays where you look and you go, wait, what? There's people open over here. And he's kind of dancing around looking at who's coming because he's going to get ready to run. And that's one of the biggest reasons he takes a lot of sacks and why there's missed people open and opportunities downfield. So that is definitely something that's a problem for this Bears offense right now.
You got the Bears hosting the Broncos.
Yeah.
The Broncos just lost by 50, and they're favored in this game.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That says something, right? A little. It's kind of crazy.
All right. Who do you like in this game?
I like the Broncos.
Okay.
I definitely the Broncos are a better football team than the Bears. You know, the Broncos disaster last week, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Like, it's one of those where I'd love to sit down with you and watch the film and you just go, what are they doing here? Like, how many times are they going to get burned by this same run before they make an adjustment? Are they ever going to touch a receiver? Are they just going to let them all fly down the field and just get up on the safeties in 0.4 seconds?
Yeah, but Sean Payton was supposed to change all of this. You know, Nathaniel Hackett had the worst coaching job in NFL history.
I hear you. No, listen, it don't look good on Sean Payton right now either. But the one thing he can sell to his team is, hey, they could have easily won week one and week two, right? Week one, it was a nail-biter between the Raiders. Week two, I mean, they had Washington on the ropes. It was 21-3. They were moving the ball, and there was a wide-open receiver coming, and Russell ran for some reason and fumbled the ball, and they picked it up, and the game was never the same. Mm. So there are some positives to point out there, and I'm going to bet on Sean Payton and what I've seen over the last 20 years from him that they come back and bounce back and play tough and win this football game.
Talking to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, Football Night in America, his Unbuttoned podcast. Let me have you talk about the Dolphins offense. Is there an offense that it reminds you of?
Well, it's the 49ers, except the 49ers do all the motions and movements to enhance the run game, and then that then and helps their pass game. The Dolphins are like the vice versa because of the weapons and the team they have. They've built it on, let's do all these motions and everything and expose people through the pass game that way. And then we'll get people to play so much pass defense that now we'll run the ball and that'll be easy because everybody's scared as hell of us throwing it deep to Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
But is Mike McDaniel doing something different that we haven't seen? You know,
well, I think he's like Shanahan. He's got a brilliant mind. He's not afraid to try new things. And I can't tell you how many coaches in football are afraid that, like, nobody ever taught me that. So I don't know if I can make that guy run the corner route and that guy run the post route. Like, whoa. So they're very conservative that way. Shanahan, McDaniel, McVay, they go, well, this looks cool. And I know defenses, and I think this will screw them over. I'm going to try it, even though we've never seen this play before. That's where he's different. And where I always praise Shanahan is he could be a defensive coordinator. And that's where McDaniel is special, is he knows teams are playing me like this. I know the rules of their defense. And now I'm going to do some movements and motions and things that are going to expose some of the rules of their defense and make it hard on them. And they're going to have to change it. And that's where I think it's, you know, different than just about anything we've ever seen.
Plus, you give Tyreek Hill a running start. It's like a CFL offense. And
exactly right. They are masters at spreading you out horizontally, and then they get you spread out horizontally, and then they carve you up vertically. And they got quite the formula working right now.
What have you seen from Jordan Love with four starts in his pocket?
Yeah, a little inconsistent, right? But, like, definitely some positive things to look at and go, hey, I'm a believer in this Packer team. The defense is good. You know, if they can get Aaron Jones and Christian Watson is one of the most game-breaker-type receivers in football, they can get him healthy, they could be dangerous. The one thing I really like about Love, right, it's not, you know, efficient and surgical quite yet, but he's got great feel in the pocket, and unlike Rodgers the last few years, like, he's willing to push the ball down the field and pat the ball an extra time in the pocket and go, wait, I see the guy coming open for 25 yards. I'm gonna wait and let him, you know, work, and I'm gonna hit him here. And that's where they become a little bit more dangerous, where they're running the ball and pretty creative in that department. And then when they drop back to pass, it's not look for the 4 and 5 yard completion. It's like, no, let's look for Musgrave, the tight end, down the middle for 20, or Jaden Reed for a 20-yard out route. And that's what I really liked about Jordan Love, let alone, like you've seen, he hasn't blinked in the big moments. It hasn't been perfect, but he doesn't look like he's like a deer in the headlights.
As an NBC employee, you have the Chiefs and Jets on Sunday night. Yeah. Any intel on Taylor Swift? Is there a Taylor Swift feature coming up on Football Night in America?
Well, not that I know. I don't think there's a feature. That might be one that, like, is above my pay grade and they give to Maria Taylor. Like, so that could be. But we're getting all the rumors that she's going to be there at the game. And
that's a non-denial.
I don't know.
Is she going to sit down with Taylor Swift?
I don't think so.
With Travis Kelce.
I feel like Travis Kelce might be on someone's interview docket, but it certainly wasn't mine.
Do you think they're a couple, Chris? Do you think this is real?
Yes, I do.
This just in. What makes you think that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are an item?
Taylor Swift, one, like, it is the most popular person in the world. Like, what is she, like, gaining out of Travis Kelce? Like, there's nothing there where she's like, well, man, I have 900 million followers. I need 900 million and 100,000. Like, what? So I don't look at it that way. Mm. He's a star of stars in the NFL, and I think it organically happened from what I even know from other people kind of connected to the situation. Mm. It happened. Mm. So, okay. Yeah, you know, she lives in New York. So it's right across the river. You know, she's in the East Village or the West Village. I know she's somewhere down there, so I would expect to see her at the game. And if she's at the game, I can promise you NBC will have a camera on her a lot through the night. That's for sure.
Okay. Don't incorporate Taylor Swift song titles into highlights on Sunday night, okay?
It was a one-week thing.
I know,
okay,
I know.
Shake it off, Matt Dan. Shake
I know,
it off.
I know,
okay?
I know,
right.
I know. Yeah. I am never, ever, ever, ever having you back on the show again.
Damn, is that right? All because of that?
No.
All right, good.
It's just a takeoff. Before I let you go, your September MVP in the NFL is who?
It's hard not to go with Tua right now. I think that's probably somebody I look at right now, just what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball. Who else am I missing here? Yeah. Or it's Christian McCaffrey. I'd probably McCaffrey or Tua. Those would be the two I'd look at. I worry about McCaffrey being overworked, but damn, I mean, he's been an all-star in all three games.
Could you play quarterback better than Zach Wilson this week?
No, probably not. No, no way.
Probably
no way.
Not. If I gave you a month.
I don't think so. I'd like to think like yes, but realistically, it's so hard. I mean, like, it's when you haven't played for a while, just look at Deshaun Watson. He's one of the better talents we've ever seen in the history of the sport. He went a long time without playing, and last week was the first time we saw him where we went, oh, that kind of looks like the old Deshaun Watson. So I'd say no, let alone I'm 43 and I don't want to be hit anymore, so there's a lot of problems there.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great
All
weekend.
All right, Dan.
That's
you too.
Chris Sims. He's a co-host with Mike Florio. Pro Football Talk Live that precedes our show and, of course, contributes to Football Night America.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.